Rasmus?
Yeah, doing well. Just will probably miss a couple days of practice. So, nothing too serious.
Back, I mean, you got back at the draft with a lot of excitement over just what he offers the team, that kind of element. Just, what excites you about the way Beck plays the game?
You know, I think there's a, you know, a hardness to his game that can instill a little bit of fear in the other team. You know, forechecking, when you're going through the body, he'll create, you know, some anxiety for the other team's defense, obviously, when he's coming in. And that really is, I think it's an element that, you know, a lot of teams have, and I think it's an element that'll help us.
Dylan talked about how the World Championships really helped rebuild his confidence. He didn't feel like he was afraid to shoot the puck or anything like that. That really helped him. What have you seen from Dylan so far, and how much do you think that might help?
Yeah, I think the World Championships should have done wonders for him, really. I mean, the amount of goals he scored, I think he can just be a complete player. He's got everything. He's got size. He's got a great shot. I watched a lot of the goals he scored last year. I think the ceiling is high for him when it comes to offense and defense. He's got the tools to get himself in the right place to score, and he's got great tools to help defend.
He was very good on the penalty kill last season, but Lindy, I'm just curious, what is your philosophy when it comes to using your top forwards on the PK? We've seen more of it around the league, but you also added guys in the summer who were pretty good on the PK as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've got an opportunity to use a lot of players. I mean, I like using top players. You know, over the years, you can look at, you know, Michael Packett, Derek Roy, guys like that. You know, look at around the league, like you said, the counterpunch when you have your best players on the ice, the value in, you know, maybe scoring that big shorthanded goal because, you know, a better offensive player is out there as long as he's defending well. So we really feel like we have like 6 or 8 penalty killing forwards.
Ryan McLeod was just in here, and he's a guy who played 105 games last year, was playing 3 months ago. Did you have to, when you made the trade, talk to him just about his summer program and kind of watch him to make sure he's, you know, he had to take more time off than most of the guys?
You know, I think that pretty well takes care of itself. You know, you've had an emotional playoff. You take a couple weeks to kind of wind down. Really, you don't have much time to gain any traction. But I think there's value in taking that time away from the game where you just refresh and you're ready to go again. And I think he's done a good job of that. I've liked his practices, like how well he skated. I think you know, I think his value in the room for a guy that just played in a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals and how they played and how they even came back in that series it's important for our group.
Alex Tuck seemed to take last season hard. It wasn't up to his standards. I know it's only been a couple of days, but just talking to him in the summer, even could you sense that, you know, he has a drive, I guess, that he took it hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he does. And we need that drive. We need that drive from him. I think he understands that, first with himself, that he wants to be better. He wants to be a guy that can be counted on, can change the destination of our club. And I think you put everybody in that bucket of trying to be better. You know, we've mentioned a lot of one percenters on how we're going to get better from defense to offense to, you know, eliminating the type of goals that we gave up as a club last year, and to a man, every guy getting better on the defensive side, and then different ways to score goals offensively to get better. So I think he takes his offensive play to heart, his defensive play. He wants to be part of a club that is going to be better defensively.
Is there something you can do to focus that fire as a team? Because it either can become positive or it can become negative and lead to frustration.
No, I think, again, you have to celebrate the moments when inside of practice or inside of a game. and then you have to put him away. You can't spend a lot of time. I mean, he's admittedly wants to be better. The way he can be better is come to camp in great shape and come with the right attitude. And the right attitude is just bring energy, bring enthusiasm, and move on. Like yesterday was a good day. Today we wanted to have a good day or a better day, and I feel we have. So, you know, you move on from each day. You make gradual gains. You try to get better. We work really hard on the offensive side of it today, and part of the drills are making sure we're angling, getting above people, and we're not giving up the type of goals we gave up at the same time. So, you know, when you look at that and you look at the comments, you're going to have frustration over last year, but you let that go and you move on.
Along that line, you've had 2 days of practice now. What are the objectives as you start to look at 2 days of scrimmages?
Again, the focus yesterday was solely on rush defense and getting out of our zone in a hurry. Today was still that part of it, but added the offensive part where we've got people driving through, backing people up, getting to the net, trying to get inside, trying to get people on top of the goalie. When you look at the type of drills we did, the ability to score what we call, you know, dirty goals. You know, rebound goals, screen goals, tip goals, you know, little one percenters that can add to the value of our offense.
The drive that Dylan Cousins has, there were times last year where maybe he might get lost in the defensive zone or whatever, but with the structure that you're going to be implementing, will that kind of take care of itself?
Yeah, you know, we had a discussion today, and we talked about, you know, the D zone that he probably played at the World Championships would be almost the same as we're playing now. You know, most teams are some version of a box plus one where the center's low, and the center's responsibilities may differ a little bit from team to team on how aggressive you want to be with your centerman down low. You know, I just said to him, you're going to make mistakes. Every guy is going to – you're going to have a bad read. I think you – again, you're – incrementally, you want to get better from practice to practice to game to game. I said ask questions. I'd rather see you err on the side of aggression than, you know, kind of stand and try to read the play. And if you err on aggression, you know, we've got layers of defense that should be able to help you. You know, like a physicality that on the back end, we have a lot of skill. I think he can be the guy that, you know, I like to use a little bit of sand in the oil, a little bit of grit that, you know, he comes at you hard, he plays you hard, he physically plays you hard. His physical capabilities, I think, are greater than some of our guys.
And a player like that, in theory, that can elevate the other guys that do have more skill and allow them to play more of their game.
Yeah, I think it usually works that way. I mean, there's guys you count on for a level of physicality. His level will obviously be a lot higher than other guys on the team.
Lindy, I know it hasn't been a while, but J.J. Paterka was someone that stepped up a lot last year with Jack Quinn and Tage Thompson out with some injuries. What have you seen from him so far throughout these few practices?
I think I've seen a determination to continue where he left off last year. You know, he scored a good number of goals. I think looking at the overall team play, I'd like to improve some of his play away from the puck, knowing that there was a connection between a couple players, and I think those connections will sort themselves out. I think we've got some great options, and that's definitely one of them.
How encouraged were you by what you saw on video and analytics internally about Paterka, Thompson, and Tuck to put them out there together at the start of the game just based on what they showed late last season? They played a more mature game, especially in zone.
Yeah, you know, again, there's a lot of things that are related, you know, when it comes to analytics. Some of them are puck decisions, offensively and defensively. I a lot of times look at the length of shifts as a reason that you're either creating or giving up opportunities. In his case, I feel that some of the clips I watch, he's just dynamic when it comes to, you know, scoring certain goals and making certain plays. And when you put a shooter like Thompson with a guy like Paterka, if Thompson's getting a little bit more attraction from defenders, you've got another guy in that line that can be just as dangerous if the coverage goes to a Thompson or a Tuck.
Andy, you're no stranger to remote places or small towns. I'm talking about Dylan Cousins, but you being from Warburg, what do you make of a kid who came from such a remote place, 25,000 people, and first-round draft pick, first guy from the UConn,
It's an awesome story, really. I think, it just tells you a little bit about, your upbringing as a Canadian kid a lot of times, and, to fight your way through a small town or, I would put that in a lot more rural category than I was even in. But hockey was your sport, and, I think it was his sport growing up, and he's gone a long way. So, the UConn should be awfully proud of him.